We're here at the 2017 Oklahoma Youth Expo with the head of our Animal Science Department, Oklahoma State University, Dr. Clint Russ. Clint, this is always, I know, a highlight of the year for a lot of folks from OSU as you come down and you interact with these young people.
It's one of my favorite times of the year. And, you know, yesterday as I was getting my stuff together to come down, my wife said, "You're a lot easier to deal with on the days when you're getting ready to go to the Oklahoma Youth Expo." And that's probably true, because I have been looking forward to it. And it's one of those opportunities to get to work with young people that are going to be the leaders of our country and the leaders of agriculture. That excites me. It invigorates me and makes me feel younger than I am. But I'm just always impressed with the quality of the young people that we have here in Oklahoma.
I know, you know, obviously they're handling animals. We're judging the animals. But yet these young people are truly being showcased.
Absolutely. I don't know if they realize that, but my family grew up showing livestock, and I thought we did it to promote our product because we raised registered cattle, and I realize now my mom and dad were helping us develop life skills. I didn't know what that meant at that time, but the things that these young people are doing to have to raise an animal, they're learning that animal is dependent upon them. They're learning to set their own alarm clock, so when they come to college, they're used to getting up and being responsible. And I just think as we look at the students that come to school, those that have a 4-H and FFA background have really a leg up in terms of leadership development and those kinds of skills, and then the life skills that raising an animal develops, I think really pay big dividends for them.
As far as the Animal Science Department is concerned, how are things going this academic year?
We're having a really good year. It all depends on how you look at it and how you measure it, but our success, in my opinion, is based on the success of the students that go to school and what kind of jobs they get. Are we helping them achieve the goals that they have when they come to school? And hopefully we are, and I think we are. And in that terms, I hear a lot of students that get excited when they get accepted to vet school. Dalton Newell's sitting over here. He just got accepted to vet school to start in the fall. A number of them come through, and so some of them are getting internships. Some of them are getting jobs. But from that standpoint, I think we've had a very, very good year.
You know, one thing you're always proud of are your judging teams, and they're doing pretty good this year.
They're doing extremely well. We had the back-to-back world champion horse judging team, and we had the national champion meat judging team this last fall. Our livestock judging team ends up third at the national contest, but they've bounced back this spring and had the champion team at both Fort Worth and Jackson, Mississippi. So our judging teams do well. Our dairy judging team was in the top 10 last year at the World Dairy Expo, and that's a tough competition, and we're competing against kids that see a lot more dairy cows than our students get to. But for them to be in the top 10 is a real impressive mark, and so we're just really pleased with all of our judging team students to get a chance to do extracurricular work outside the classroom.